This is SD along with Lady V. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. And you have just tuned in to Lady V's weekly devotional episode. And I am certain it is not by chance. So stick around. You just may get exactly what you need. Hey, this is Lady V, and today I want to encourage you with a devotional entitled Ordered Steps, God's Perfect Timing. And if you listen to our episode on divine delays in life, this devotional is in collaboration with its message. You know, we've all heard the cliche, I was in the right place at the right time. Some may even call it good luck, but I call that God's perfect timing. We could have it in our mind to go one direction and end up somewhere in a place where there's a bigger plan in motion. And guess what? You didn't tune in by mistake. There's a meal waiting for you. Today's food for thought is coming from Proverbs chapter 16 and 9, where we examine our steps. And it says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. That was Proverbs 16 and 9, the NIV. You know, if you've ever met someone that changed your life, you know, you couldn't help but to think, this was meant to happen. This was meant to be. But this is what I would call a divine appointment in God's perfect timing. It's not just something you can explain, but God. Our steps can be guided by God's hand, and this was the case in the story of a Samaritan woman who came to a well on the day that Jesus was there to meet a need she did not realize that she had. In John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman came to draw water from a well. She had no idea that this was her divine appointment day. When the Samaritan woman reaches the well, Jesus asks her for a drink. This woman was shocked that he, being a Jew, even spoke to her. Jews and Samaritans stayed away from each other because of over 700 years of religious and racial prejudice. However, Jesus was not like the rest. He would talk with anyone that would respond. And this day, the Samaritan woman responded. For the Samaritan woman, she'd never met a man like Jesus. He told her about things she'd never heard. Most importantly, he captured her interest even more when he told her about the living water and about her life. Jesus read her like a best-selling novel. However, he did not make her feel judged. He showed her love and he let her know that she mattered. You see, she had a need. No doubt, the reckless decision she made was proof of it. There was something missing in her life. There was something she was looking for, and her need was a spiritual one, not a physical one. She had been through 5 husbands and was with a man now that wasn't even her husband. She'd been chasing something that would never fill her, but would always run out. But that day, she met the giver of the living water that would never run out. She ran back to town to share with them that she had met Jesus and he had told her everything she ever did. The Samaritans came to Jesus and, amazed by him, wanted him to stay a while. So he stayed a few days. When they met Jesus, their encounter with him settled so deeply in their hearts that they knew they were in the presence of the Savior of the world. He didn't come to condemn them, but to meet their need. That day, the ordered steps of a Samaritan woman taking a trip to a water well led her and other Samaritans to the living water. Not only was grace and truth revealed that day, but the light shined so brightly that eyes were opened and many hearts received the love of God. Beloved, every ordered step mattered that day. No doubt, God's timing is always perfect. Walk with Jesus and taste and see that He is good. John 7 and 38 says, "Whoever believes in me, as scripture has says, rivers of living water will flow from within them." Have faith in God. Jesus is Lord.
If you were encouraged in any way, go ahead and subscribe so that you will be alerted when we upload new hope-filled content. For more of Lady V's uplifting devotionals, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/devotionals. While you are there, if you like our content, feel free to buy us a coffee. We would appreciate your support. Follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Do you like merch with positive messaging? Go on over to our online store. Join us next time for She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.